All right, so today I'd like to start this sermon with a question. So have you ever experienced the joy of finding something you thought was lost? So could you tell me if you have experience? So Edwin, so do you have experience? You lost something and finally found it?
Yeah, I lost my keys once. I was in a panic.
Yeah.
And I thought I put it somewhere, and I found it in on top of the washing machine.
Oh, the washing machine. So finally you found it. So you joy?
Of course, yes.
Thank you.
Get where I want to get.
That's great. And Rose, so you have a similar experience?
Oh yeah, that's my experience when I lost my jewelry. Remember when I said that? It's been a long time, years, 2 years, 3 years, that I said, I give up, I don't know where. Then one time when I'm cleaning and I found it, you don't know how big that box is, still here.
So it's like you feel joy, right?
Joy, yes.
That's great. And Sweet, thank you for your playing and singing. And could you tell us about your experience?
Not me, but my parents, they always look for their glasses.
Your glasses?
And it's only on the top of their head.
Exactly, my experience is very same. Yeah. Yeah, I showed like your story in last Bible study. Yeah, I was wearing my glass and I was looking for my glass. Yeah, anyway, thank you. And Suga, so tell me some experience. You lost your boyfriend and finally found it.
Yeah, I lost my iPad and we found it last week. So.
All right.
Can you ask
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
It didn't happen to me, but I asked my friend. We were outdoors in the Grampians and he lost his car keys.
Oh.
Yeah, we spent like maybe 30 minutes looking for them. And it was actually in his bag the entire time.
Oh. So, was he survived? I think you are so upset. All right. So let me share a story from my childhood. So my mother had a habit of hiding money around our house as an emergency fund. Jane, you laughing? So you have the same experience, yeah? All right. So she would tuck it away in the most unusual places, behind the books, in the closet, under the piano cover, or even inside her pillowcase. Most of the time, she would remember where she put it when she needed it, but sometimes she would completely forget. When we moved house, it was like a treasure hunt. We would discover these hidden bills tucked away in forgotten corners, and my mother's face would light up with such delight as if she had just won the lottery. Of course, there were also times when she forgot to take the money out of her pillowcase before washing it. And we would find the soggy bills in the rubbish bin. That's a way of finding something lost. That's exactly what Jesus is talking about in today's scripture. So let's start with what led Jesus to tell these parables. In Luke 15:2, we read that the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." The religious leaders were complaining because Jesus was spending time with tax collectors and other people they considered unworthy. But Jesus didn't defend himself with arguments. Instead, he told them two simple stories about a lost sheep and a lost coin. Through these stories, he wanted them to understand something beautiful about God's heart. So picture this. A shepherd has 100 sheep, but one wanders off. What does he do? He leaves the 99 safe sheep and goes searching for the one that's lost. When he finds it, he carries it home on his shoulders, calling his friends and neighbors to celebrate with him. Then there's a woman with 10 silver coins who loses one. She lights a lamp, sweeps her house carefully, and searches everywhere until she finds it. When she does, she calls her friends and neighbors to rejoice with her. So, Herson, do you have Bitcoin? Okay, just imagine if you lost your Bitcoin, how do you feel? Disaster? Excited?
With the price now, you will feel like.
All right, so when we found the lost Bitcoin, how do you feel? All right. Jesus says, this is exactly how God feels when one lost person comes home. There is more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who don't need to repent. Here's what strikes me most about these stories. It is, God is the one who seeks. The shepherd goes looking for the sheep. The woman searches for her coin. They don't just wait and hope the lost will find it their way back. They actively go out searching. This tells us something wonderful about God's character. God doesn't sit back waiting for us to get our lives together before coming to Him. God comes looking for us even when we are lost, even when we have wandered away. So now when we hear these stories, we often think about people outside our church community. We think about our neighbors who don't know Jesus, or people struggling with addiction, or those who have turned away from faith. And yes, God's heart reaches out to all of them. But let's be honest, lost sheep can be anywhere. They can be right here in our church community. They can be in our families. They can be sitting in the pew next to us. There are people in our church who feel uncared for, who feel lonely even surrounded by other believers. I know our church is very well, care each other, but we have to think about this. There are members who have been coming for years but still feel like they don't really belong. There are visitors who come once and never turn because they didn't feel welcome. So let's have a look at 1 Timothy. The Apostle Paul understood this deeply. Paul had been lost. He had persecuted Christians, thinking he was serving God. But God found him, welcomed him, and transformed his life completely. Paul never got over the joy and amazement of being found by God's grace. So the parable began with Jesus welcoming sinners and eating with them. This wasn't just being polite. This was showing God's heart. Welcoming the lost is what God does, and it's what we are called to do too. Welcoming means more than just smiling and being kind. It means making sure no one feels alienated or rejected. It means not making people working hard to belong. It means accepting people where they are, not where we think they should be. In our multicultural church, like our church, this is especially important. We welcome people from different countries, different backgrounds, different life experiences. We don't ask them to become like us. We celebrate what they bring to our community. So the most beautiful part of these stories is the celebration. When the shepherd finds his sheep, he rejoices. When the woman finds her coin, she throws a party. The joy of finding what was lost is incomparable. This is the joy God wants us to experience. Not just the joy of being found ourselves, but the joy of helping others feel found too. When someone walks into our church and immediately feels welcomed and loved, heaven celebrates. When a longtime member who has been struggling finally feels supported and cared for, there is joy in God's heart. As followers of Jesus, we are called to share in God's mission of seeking and finding the lost. It means, for most of us, it means creating a community where everyone feels they belong. It means looking around our church and asking, who seems lonely? Who might be struggling, who need to know they are loved and valued. It means reaching out beyond our church walls to our neighbors, our co-workers, our community with the same welcoming spirit Jesus showed. So my brothers and sisters, we are all people who have been found by God's love. We are all lost sheep at some point. We have all experienced the joy of being welcomed home. Let us embrace God's heart for the lost, the lonely, the marginalized, and those in need. Let us be a church that actively seeks out those who feel forgotten or left behind. Let us create a community where everyone, whether they have been here for years or walked through our doors for the first time today, knows that they are loved, valued, and wanted. So the joy of finding what was lost is one of the greatest joys we can experience. Let's share the joy with everyone we meet, because in God's love, no one has to stay lost forever. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, thank you for seeking us when we were lost and welcoming us with joy. Help us share your heart of welcome with others. Open our eyes to see the lonely and lost around us. Give us courage to reach out with your love. May our church be a place where everyone feels found and cherished. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.